Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we're diving into something really interesting with XRP. It's a complex story right now.
It certainly is. The current trajectory of XRP is characterized by a distinct divergence between on-chain fundamentals and derivatives market stability.
Okay, so what does that mean for us? Is it good news or bad news?
It's both, really. The central thesis is that while the asset exhibits strong fundamental support through significant accumulation by large investors, known as whales, the broader trading environment remains technically vulnerable due to excessive leverage in the futures market.
That is a crucial distinction. Investors must navigate this dichotomy to understand the true risk-reward profile of holding XRP at this stage.
Let's break down the first major signal, a primary bullish indicator currently emerging in the XRP ecosystem, is the rising inflow of capital from whales.
I know the lingo. In cryptocurrency terminology, whales represent entities holding substantial volumes of a token, capable of influencing market direction.
Exactly. Their recent accumulation behavior signals that these sophisticated investors perceive XRP as undervalued relative to its long-term potential.
And unlike retail traders who often seek quick flips, whales typically employ a buy and hold strategy, accumulating positions during periods of low volatility or slight bearishness.
And that behavior serves two critical functions. It establishes a price floor that can shield the asset from sharp downturns driven by smaller traders, and it reduces the overall supply available for sale, thereby dampening selling pressure.
It sounds promising. However, whale activity does not guarantee an immediate price surge.
Right. These investors often prioritize risk-adjusted returns over short-term speculation.
So, their accumulation may not translate directly into immediate retail price action until the market digests this information.
That accumulation phase suggests the asset may be moving out of a prolonged consolidation period, provided external factors do not intervene.
Moving on to the next point. As whale accumulation intensifies, the risk-reward profile of holding XRP improves.
In financial markets, risk-reward refers to the potential profit relative to potential loss.
Right. When large holders accumulate, the downside risk decreases because the supply shock from their buying reduces the ease with which price can drop.
Furthermore, if broader market sentiment turns bullish, the potential upside for XRP increases.
This combination creates a scenario where investors face less risk for potentially higher rewards.
Improving risk-adjusted returns often signal that a market cycle is maturing.
For XRP, this indicates a potential transition from a defensive holding phase to a growth phase.
However, this improvement in fundamental risk does not eliminate market risk, specifically the volatility generated by leveraged trading.
While the intrinsic risk of owning the asset decreases, the environment in which it is traded remains precarious.
This leads us to the real concern, the fragility of the futures market. Despite the positive on-chain signals, the futures market presents a significant shadow over the asset's price action.
I see. Futures contracts allow traders to speculate on price direction without owning the underlying token, providing liquidity but introducing fragility.
Currently, there is a notable increase in leverage usage within the XRP futures market.
Leverage magnifies both profits and losses. When a market moves against a leveraged position, the trader is liquidated, meaning their position is forcibly closed.
The current situation is concerning due to the frequency of these liquidations.
When liquidations occur repeatedly, it indicates that traders are taking on excessive risk or that price movements exceed their leverage tolerance.
This creates a dangerous feedback loop, An initial wave of selling triggers liquidations, which forces more selling, which triggers further liquidations.
This cycle can lead to flash crashes or sudden, unexplained price drops that have little to do with the underlying fundamentals of the asset.
So, will the price follow the fundamentals? The critical question facing investors is whether the price will eventually follow the accumulation and improved risk-reward metrics, or if the fragile futures market will cause a disruption.
In an ideal scenario, whale accumulation shifts the supply balance to push prices higher.
However, the futures market acts as a leveraged amplifier.
If retail traders are aggressively shorting the asset or over-leveraging their long positions, a sudden market correction could wipe out these positions regardless of the whale's intent to hold.
Traders must recognize that XRP does not operate in isolation.
Broader Bitcoin market sentiment and regulatory news regarding Ripple can impact XRP price action independently of whale flows.
Therefore, while the fundamentals appear strong due to accumulation, the technical setup suggests caution is warranted until leverage issues in the futures market stabilize.
Let's wrap this up with conclusion and strategic takeaways. The narrative surrounding XRP is one of contrast.
On one side lies the steady, long-term confidence of whales accumulating the token, signaling a potential value play.
On the other side lies a futures market teetering on the edge due to high leverage and frequent liquidations.
For the average investor, this suggests a need for patience.
While the risk-reward ratio is improving, the path to realizing that reward may be bumpy due to the volatility inherent in leverage trading.
As the market matures and leverage usage normalizes, the true potential of XRP's accumulation phase may finally translate into sustained price appreciation.
Until then, monitoring both on-chain data and futures, open interest remains essential for making informed decisions.
Investors should be prepared for volatility that is not necessarily reflective of the asset's intrinsic value, waiting for the technical instability to resolve before expecting a direct correlation between accumulation and price appreciation.